How to be a gifted giver. Make thorough lists. Include anyone who needs to hear, "Happy holidays, I couldn't have done it without you." Like neighbors who never mow before 10 a.m. The jewels of humanity who sort and deodorize bowling shoes. Or the select few we trust near our eyebrows with tweezers and wax. With prizes up to $10,000, holiday scratch-offs are the perfect way to be a gifted giver. Holiday scratch-offs from the Hoosier Lottery. Imagine that. Must be 18 or older to play. Please gift responsibly.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that addition to rappers that are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, just download the time. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and see. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, still me, sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder masking music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
up
forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 371 of the Murder Master Music Show. We got Mr. Cheeks of the Lost Boys. He's going to be calling in. We got some tracks to play. You know, this is a huge show for us. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pittsburgh Pat for booking tonight's episode. Then actually, after that, we're going to go right off in episode 472 with K Reno and Drastico. They got a new album out. It's dope. You know what I'm saying? We're going to chop it up with them. You know, it's going to be a great show. You know what I'm saying? So definitely looking forward to it. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what happens here in a few. You know what I'm saying? But definitely I had a big week. You know what I'm saying? A lot of dope shows last week, of course, and we got some dope stuff coming up next week as well. We got a huge hip-hop roundtable to commemorate the Universal Hip Hop Museum's 16 Bars for Hip Hop album release. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have a lot of surprises on there. People are going to be real amped up. You know, so that's going to be dope. You know, looking forward to that. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? Last night we had a real, real dope show with Ty Mitty, the Infamous Mob. You know, he came on and he chopped it up with us for a while. He actually told some crazy stuff about the East Coast, West Coast days, you know what I'm saying, when things was getting a little heated over there. They was actually out in L.A. performing, and they had to stay in hotels under anonymous names, you know what I'm saying, just to be safe, you know. So, shit was real back in those days. People definitely, you know what I'm saying, didn't realize, you know, all you heard was what the media told you. You didn't hear what's going on, you know what I'm saying, with each of the rappers. So it was good to be able to hear some of that stuff. But here we are in 2017, you know what I'm saying, we're, you know, all coasts need to unite right now, east, west, south, north, midwest, globally as well, because hip-hop really needs to be taken back. I believe that, you know what I'm saying, a huge majority of the attention that's shown in the mainstream, well, almost 95% of it is shown towards, you know what I'm saying, these guys that don't really represent hip-hop. I'm sorry, I don't consider mumble rap hip-hop. I mean, hip-hop was always about having lyrics, you know what I'm saying, being lyrical. Who was the coldest MC? You know, nowadays, you don't see that as much. So, you know what I'm saying, with that being said, I'm gonna go off into a track, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, hopefully our guests will call in soon, you know what I'm saying, so we can chop it up with them. You know, don't go nowhere. Oh, yeah, make sure also, you know what I'm saying, to tune in next Friday. We got Esham. He's coming back. He's got a tour. He's actually getting ready to go on, which is, you know what I'm saying, called The Dead of Winter. He's going to be going all over the place, and he's going to come on the show and talk about it. So, you know what I'm saying, make sure to support Esham and his tour, you know what I'm saying, wherever he's going. You know, I'm sure we'll have some dates and some places here real soon to give you guys updates about. Also, tonight's the last night. If you want to get that EC Illa, you know what I'm saying, album, he pressed up 300 of them. You know what I'm saying, Weed Stems, Seeds, and Gems, man. It's only 300 in existence. Actually, 300 CDs and 50 cassette tapes. It's only got a handful of them left, so if you want to get them, you got to go to ecilla.com, get them right away, you know what I'm saying, before they are gone. I tell you, we're gonna have a great show tonight, definitely looking forward to it, you know what I'm saying, we got a doubleheader, so to speak, because after Mr. Cheeks, we got, you know what I'm saying, K Reno and Drastico. We're going to chop it up with them. But I tell you what, man, we're going to go off in this little Tupac crazy joint with Badass, you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to come back. Don't go nowhere.
Bring me a cigarette, dog.
They got me feeling crazier than a motherfucker. I got Badass in this motherfucker.
Puffin' on live.
Machiavellian tongue. Represent the outlaws.
Gotta make it go crazy.
Badass represent the LBC.
Don't get time goes by, puffin' on live, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy. I feel crazy.
Tell 'em about it.
Last year was a horror, but life goes on. Bumping my head against the wall, learning right from wrong. They say my ghetto instrumental, detrimental to kids, as if they can't see the misery in which they live. Blame me for the outcome, paying my record, check it. Don't have to bump this, but please respect it. I took a minus, and now the hard times are behind us. Turned into a plus, now they stuck living blinded. Hennessy got me feeling bad, time to stop drinking. Rolling in my drop top jack, what's that car thinking? Sitting in my car, watch the stars and smoke. I came a long way, but still I got so far to go. Dear mama, don't worry, I'ma watch the snakes. Tell Satch that I love her, but it's hard today. I got the letter that she sent me, and I cried for weeks. This what came out when I tried to speak. All I heard was time goes by, puffing on lies, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy. Running up the hill, looking for a better way. My brothers and sisters, it's time to build. Cause even thug niggas pray. Open God, damn it, I entered the game. Look how much I changed. I'm no longer innocent, casualties of fame. Made a lot of money, seen a lot of places. And I swear I seen a peaceful smile on my mama's face. When I gave her the keys to her own house, this your land. Your only son done became a man. Watch the time fly, I love my people, do or die. But I wonder why we scared to let each other fly. June 1, 6, 7, 1, the day mama pushed me out of womb. Told me, nigga, get paid. No one can understand me,
the black sheep, outcasted from my family. Now packing heat, I run the streets, a young runaway, live for the day. When he died, I hear him say, come on. Time goes by, busting no lie, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy. For my stress, this money's like a strong prescription drug. It's got me addicted to the pleasure and the pain it inflicted. Something about the paper with the pictures of the president's head. Damn, it's like a motherfucking plague that spread. It's epidemic, forgotten, it got worse. I keep my head on strip, making money cause it's current. Making money makes a difference day by day, so it's gotta stay paid, no doubt, day in and day out. This life is like a vicious cycle, caught fighting to live. No matter how hard you try, to see death, you gotta die. A lot of my peers didn't make it to the years to come. Dear life, do them right, or dear life, leave them done. Who has the answers? I wonder. I turn to my elders, they aged and experienced, but they can't even tell you or tell me that they'll be right at the end of the road. Why? Cause they don't even know. A million things run through my mind. And you ain't gotta be in jail to be doing time.
You ain't gotta be in jail. Remember this too.
Time goes by, puffin' no lie. Hoping that it gets me by. Gotta make it go crazy.
Crazy.
Time goes by, puffin' no lie, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy.
Feel
crazy.
Smoke half an ounce to the head. Chocolate top, Endo, Hawaiian, Lance Grand, Buddha, all that shit. I'm fucked up in this motherfucker. And Hennessy don't help. And Hennessy don't help. Thug passion in this motherfucker. Machiavelli the Dawn, put it down to the fullest. Maximum overload. 3-day theory, Illuminati to your body. With the impact of a 12-gauge shot. Double eyes, slugs, no love, straight love. One time for my niggas in the jail. One time for my niggas in the jail. One time for my niggas in the jail cell. One time for my niggas doing life in hell. One time for my niggas on death row.
One time for my niggas on the road.
For my niggas on death row.
One time for my niggas living
broke. One time for my niggas living no more.
One time for my
niggas in the fucking on
death.
One day for getting high.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that song never gets old. That's Machiavelli, Tupac with Badass, you know what I'm saying, Crazy. It's one of my favorites, man, one of my favorite tracks of all time. Sadly, you know what I'm saying, that was on Pac's last album. Well, he had several, you know what I'm saying, that was released, but a lot of them were pieced together, you know what I mean, like producers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They would just take his vocals, you know what I'm saying. Luckily, he laid a bunch of vocals and just piece them together. But I'll tell you what I really want, man. I want that Eazy-E briefcase full of tracks. Because who knows?
Man.
You know, Eazy-E wasn't known for being a rapper, but he might have had stuff with Bone, Above the Law,
mm-hmm.
Cocaine, old stuff with NWA we know is out there.
I want to see those. Another thing I want to see, too, Prez, is those. Remember we had Marty Thomas on the show? The
mm-hmm.
behind-the-scenes footage of the videos and all that shit.
7 hours.
He said he got hours and hours of that shit.
Gigabytes or something worth of, or terabytes worth of old footage. Yeah, man, that stuff is out there. I mean, we need to see it. It needs to be archived, man. Like, if the Universal Hip Hop Museum, you know, opens up, it should be like the Smithsonian. It should have a place where they archive the music. You know what I'm saying? And restore
mm-hmm.
restoration. You know, if there's old ADATs, you know what I'm saying, that are not in good shape and restore them. There's people that do that, like that take old film reels, like from the silent film era, and restore that shit to HD quality or old war footage, you know what I'm saying, and turn it to
yeah, like,
color.
Remember I was telling you all about that, I don't know if it still come on TV, but it was, I think it was on the History Channel, The Civil War in Color.
That's crazy.
So they took all of those old
pictures
from back in the day of the Civil War, and they put them in color, which really like when we was kids, just looking at you know, history books and stuff. You look at the pictures, you see the dead bodies and stuff, and you just kind of, you know, it's, you know, it was a long time ago, so it really don't affect you. But when you see that shit in color, you be like, damn.
Yeah, it's much different.
It's more vivid.
Oh yeah, definitely, man, definitely. Yo, we got man, I want to say our listeners too. Go to the Blog Talk Radio, download all the KFYB episodes if you like that particular show, because they're getting ready to be gone forever, you know what I'm saying, because Butthurt Kenny wants us to take him down all of a sudden after a year, even though he told us to keep him up there. So we're going to accommodate his requests. We're gonna get rid of him, you know what I'm saying,
truth be told, Prez, Velvet, she saved a couple of. Right, I'm about to say Velvet. She downloaded the favorite ones. I'm not downloading shit. Fuck it. If Kenny want to go on, it's gone. Fuck it. We got something else going on anyway. We got some classic
wonderful
moments.
Show,
you know what I'm saying?
Number 80 this Saturday, which would be for those of you that go by just strictly dates, that'd be the 9th. Episode 80, Underground Saturday Night. And really, to be honest, Saturday Night is a much, much better show than KFYB. I'm going to tell you why, because there's interaction with all the hosts. You and Vel, you guys, you know what I'm saying, you guys put on a show, and you guys, your chemistry is phenomenal. You know, KFYB, to be honest with you, it was just an angry man yelling for an hour and a half, and then every once in a while we got to hear Hugh and Vel, you know. But other than that, we had good times in KFYB. We all did. It was phenomenal episodes. But me personally, I can't listen to that shit. I can't listen to that dude.
No.
Talk about all the crazy shit.
I just get this. When I listen to them episodes, man, I get like that disappointment where you're just like, man, what could have been?
What,
you know what I'm saying? It's like,
what should have
been? What we was doing and what we could have did, and for how it ended, and for how this leech ass motherfucker just keep coming around when don't nobody even give a shit about what the fuck you talking about. You know, you try to drag, you try to pit friends against friends type of shit. Like, Cocksucker Kenny was easily the worst of the worst, man.
Yeah,
you stole, you helped steal money. You did all kinds of dumb shit. And then you still want to leech around months and years later and want to be a thorn in our side. But guess what? Now you really can't be a thorn in our side. You're pretty much null and void, man. We don't give a fuck about what you're doing over there. Keep rolling around on the ground.
He just gets in his little uniform and rolls around with other sweaty men. And
I'm gonna have a bitch fit.
Dude was basically he wasn't a team player, you know what I'm saying? And we are team players over here. But I see we have a caller on the line. Let's bring on here's Pittsburgh Pat. Let's bring on the caller that just called in.
It might be Cheeks.
Yo, what up, man?
Just Mr. Cheeks.
All day.
Man,
what's going on with the Cheeks?
Oh, brother, thank you so much for calling
in,
man.
What's popping?
Yeah,
you already know.
Salute.
Thanks for having me.
No doubt, man. It's an honor to have you on the show. And first and foremost, I commend you for what you've done for hip hop over the years. You know what I'm saying? You and the Lost Boys. And you're still doing, you're still putting out music, man. And I'm glad that cats like yourself are keeping lyricism alive. You know what I'm saying? At a time when, you know, lyrics are taking a back seat to trends and fads. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go right into it. What are your thoughts, being a lyrical dude? What are your thoughts about how the game is right now?
Oh, man, you know, I don't really be digging. I don't really listen to what's going on right now in the game, to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is just, I'm just keeping true to what it is, man. I mean, like, I was raised on had to write your lyrics down, had to make sure your shit was on fire lyrically, you know what I mean? So whatever they doing now, you know the game done changed, you know what I'm saying? So it's a different, definitely different way of music making now, you know what I mean? Shit is just a bunch of like hooks and shit, you know what I mean? I mean, just jumping around and I don't know. I don't really fuck around too much with the music nowadays, so I can't really build on that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, you got all kinds of stuff going on right now, right? What all you got business-wise going on?
Oh, well, you know, I got the clothing line, Chief's Denim, for the ladies. I got the LB Wear, you know, just for everybody. Also got the Vaquila, the liquor brand I'm fucking with right now. It's called Vaquila, that's tequila and vodka blend. You know what I'm saying? You can catch that. We got that at like 98 stores right now all around the tri-state area, you know what I mean? We trying to expand more with a little distribution. So if anybody knows some distributors, you know, and y'all listening in, you know what I mean? Holler at your kid. But, yeah, we just working, cousin. The label is Wonder Twins Records. Got a new EP out right now with Knife Wonder called The Lost Tapes, you know what I mean? You can download that for free on SoundCloud, and it's going down. We just working, you know what I mean? New movie coming out called Caught Up. Me and my man Tech from Smith & Wesson, you know what I'm saying? So we just working, baby. Summertime going to be crazy. And we just keeping busy, baby.
That's dope, man. I'm a huge Ninth Wonder fan, a huge Smith & Wesson fan. That's what's
no
up,
doubt.
Man. Hey, plus, you got enough classics in the vault. You know what I mean? Like, your contributions. I mean, you and the Lost Boys have arguably the most well-known and the best hip-hop love song of all time, Renee. The first time, that's how I found you. The first time I heard that song was on Don't Be a Menace, because that was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
I saw you in an interview say that's a true story, right?
Mm-hmm. No doubt. It's about a shorty named Ebony, you know what I'm saying? That got killed out around our area. So we just wrote that, you know what I'm saying? I wrote that song for everybody that might have lost somebody, you know what I'm saying? Took a chance with it to write a ghetto fairy tale, you know what I mean? So I appreciate the love. I'm still rocking that to this day. People still hit me with that. So it's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And, you know, to be clear, that ain't your only hit, you know what I mean? Like, the Lost Boys had several hits, and you had Life, Camera, Action. You know what I mean? Like, you were cranking them hits out back in the day, man. You know what I'm saying? And salute to you, because that's hard to do. You know what I'm saying? That's hard to just keep putting out them hit records, man.
You know, I'm just blessed to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy I could be able to, you know what I'm saying, let people hear my story. You know what I'm saying? From then until now, you know what I'm saying? We just continue to make music that we, you know what I'm saying? You want to make music that you would want to hear, you know what I'm saying, as a fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of Rakim still. You know what I'm saying? I do shows with The Guard. I'm on this motherfucking All the Rap Tour with Rakim, Melly Mel, you know what I'm saying? Big Daddy Kane, you know what I'm saying? Nice and Smooth. Oh, man, so many. I'm on the stage with Noriega, you know what I'm saying? Capone. Like, so I'm still a fan, you know what I mean? But I'm just blessed to be in a position. So I'm just, man, you know what I'm saying? I got a situation where I'm doing what I love to do. So that's a blessing in itself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you sent me a flyer earlier. You're doing a show coming up in New York City on the 19th. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, that's a big show, man. That's what we you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got a label right now. This is one of my artists on my label. He wanted to do a Christmas party / album release party. So we dropped this album called 13 Sins with Big Lito featuring Mr. Cheeks, you know what I'm saying? And we just put that out. And we're throwing a party to celebrate the album, celebrate our label and what we're accomplishing as an independent label and doing what you know what I'm saying, not bowing down, you know what I'm saying? So the 19th, got the big unk, Eric Sherman, coming to bang out some music with us. I got my brother's son rocking with me, Freaky Kai, you know what I'm saying, or the late Freaky Kai, you know what I mean? I've also got Jay Moolah. Smooth little dude from BK doing what he do, and he got a lot of following, you know what I'm saying? Also the African Cartel, Dysfunctional Family, you know what I mean? It's going to be crazy that night, you know what I mean? If you're in town, man, I set you up with a table, you know what it is, man. Good, man. Come see the show, you know what I'm saying? Come get some interviews from some talented dudes, and yo, you already know, rock out, man. Easy.
Hell yeah, man. Without a doubt, man. And you just mentioned Freaky Todd's son. Man,
Freaky Todd.
I think that's great that his son is keeping the legacy alive. And I salute you for keeping Freaky Todd's name out there forever, too. You know what I mean?
Forever. No doubt.
I'm sorry for your loss. You know what I mean? Because to us,
question.
You know, we just had one of the infamous mob dudes on last night. We had Ty Nitty on, and I told him the same thing. Like, as fans, we lost a good rapper, but you lost a friend, you lost a brother. You know what I'm saying?
I lost one of my amigos. You know what I'm saying? That was me and Lou. You know what I mean? We used to bang out hard. Me and Lou, him and Stick Knife. You know what I'm saying? Shit is like, man, like my man Rock lost Sean Price, man. You know what I'm saying? Like. And then so right. Janice J, we lost some good dudes, you know what I mean? So, it's just, man, we here, man, you know what I'm saying? RIP the Big Cap, always got to shout him out, because, you know what I'm saying, that was my nigga right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
every time I give an interview,
Cap,
I got to shout to the God, you know what I'm saying? No doubt about it. Also, you want me to let these know, January we got the Unsung coming out, you know what I'm saying? You're going to know the whole story in the Lost Boys rap, you know what I'm saying, the ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? TV1, shout out to TV1, shout out to Isaac Taylor for... You know what I'm saying? Contacting the fan and doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So, yeah. Look out for that.
It's crazy, though, man. Y'all got songs in my forever playlist because when the Lost Boys came out with the Legal Drug Money, I was a senior in high school, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So that was like the introduction to, like, some of them songs from them albums, like the introduction into young adulthood for me. You know what I'm saying? And
no
I always
doubt.
My brother,
no
I remember
doubt.
My brother buying the record, and then we had got the CD, and I'm like, man, why are these dudes laying here with just their faces on the album like that? You know what I'm saying? Like it was just y'all faces or whatever. And I was
no
like,
doubt.
Man, what is this shit? And then my brother started playing that shit because Renee was his jam, but I used to like Jeeps, Lex, Coupes, Beamers, and Benz. That was my shit though.
No doubt.
I still bump that shit at least once or twice a week.
No, that's a love right there, buddy. No fucking question, kid. That's how we do, man. I'm glad I can make timeless music. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, a lot of cats don't see what I see. Like, that shit is incredible that you can still, I'm still banging out shows and from songs from like 1996, and this shit is like, he's just hearing it. You know what I mean? So, that shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And speaking of some of that timeless music, man, I want to make sure we get the songs in that you sent us, man. So, let's give them the solo artist ones, Prez. This is your artist, Sax. What can you tell us about him and tell us about the song?
Oh, man. Okay, this is my man, Sax, newly signed to the Wonder Twins Records, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely sound him out right now, and happy birthday to the God, you know what I mean? Sax is a talented artist from North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? I knew him from over the years as I go out there to North Carolina. He would open up for me and all of that. And he still do, you know what I'm saying? Like, he won't bang out this weekend in North Carolina. He'd be opening up. But this single right here, man, it's called Holidays, man. You know what I'm saying? It's for everybody to get ready for the holidays, man. It's as simple and plain. Let's get it banging. It's one of them things. The new Wonder Twins Records. It's a solo artist fact on sax. Let's get this money.
For sure. UGS for life.
Yeah, yeah. It's the holiday. Why? It's the holiday. Let's go. It's the holiday.
Christmas is a bad bitch. My team, how do they business till we mad rich? It's the holidays. I'm hella paid. On the purple haze, gone set the trees ablaze. Let the jingle bells rock, gone rock the jingle. Check my record sales, gone cop the single. If I make it rain, y'all be hating me. She on the candy cane, baby on the Christmas
yeah.
tree. Yeah.
It's the holiday. It's the holiday. Why? It's the holiday. holiday. Yeah, it's the holiday. New Year, Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving, Halloween. I'm getting mine, I'm staying paid. You know what it is, it's the holiday.
Silent night for all my haters. Get your mind right, I'ma get this paper. If the snow hits the ground, catch me on a sleigh. It's the season to be jolly, happy holidays. My team going hard, ain't no looking back. I'm sipping eggnog, Mr. Tony, yeah. I'm in my lane, breaking bread. Rudolph on that candy cane, so it's no dread.
Yeah, yeah. It's the holiday. Why? It's the holiday. It's the holiday. Thanksgiving, Halloween. I'm getting mine, I'm staying paid. You know what it is, it's the holiday.
Cheese and cake, bread in the other hand. These deuces fake, got racks for the rubber band. Thanksgiving, Halloween. You know how I'm living, New Year, same thing. Ain't nothing sweet when I'm bombing you. She say trick or treat, they say happy Hanukkah. We going shopping, we spending cheese. Let's get it popping, lights for the Christmas
yeah.
trees.
Yeah, it's the holiday. Why? It's the holiday. It's the holiday. Yeah, it's the holiday. New Year, Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving. Halloween. I'm getting mine, I'm staying paid. You know what it is, it's the holiday.
Yes, sir.
There we have it, man. Welcome back to the show. We're here with Mr. Cheeks. Now, Mr. Cheeks, man, where can people cop that? Where can people hear that at? That song we just played, man.
Oh yeah, you could get that on the Amazon, 99 cents. Do it. You know what I mean? Or you could check my man out on the Instagram. Check him out on the Instagram at the Real Sax. You know what I mean? That's two X's. Mm-hmm. S-A-X-S-A-X-X, yes, sir.
Hell yeah, man. So you got a lot of projects coming out, man. When does his project drop?
Well, I think he dropped a few already, but we're working on a new album right now, so we're coming towards you for beginning of the, you know what I'm saying, spring, summertime, you know what I mean? But you can check all his videos out on YouTube if you want to check them out. He got mad joints already banging, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Now, Cheeks, I wanted to ask you this, man. It seems like I've been following you for a while, man. I watched a couple of your interviews here and there. It seems like you're just in a whole different mind state now. A lot of, like, you're just focused on positivity, man. We know you had, like, some bumps in the road with people like 50 Cent. You guys got a chance mm-hmm. to squash that, correct?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't nothing like that, though. It was just a little hip-hop war with lyrics, though. You know what I'm saying? But my lyric game is always on point, so I ain't never mad at nothing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, he just threw that little jab at you. You know what I mean? And he was kind of known for doing that at that time. Yeah, I mean, he did the same thing to AZ even. You know what I mean? Just threw a line in there that was like, whoa, why is he dissing AZ? It was just... You know what he did, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Did you get a chance to kick it with Prodigy before he passed?
What do you need?
Well, no question. No question about it. I did a show with him before he passed. We did a show out in North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Big show. Them niggas' show was banging, man. Them niggas do that thing hard body. You know what I mean? Like, them and M.O.P., man, you go to them show. M.O.P., Smith & Wesson, Sean Price and Rock and them boys, the show's game is crazy, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we kicked it before that, had it, celebrated his birthday and all that with him, you know?
No, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. It's a shame that that mural got defaced and everything, man, but, like, I told Tynity last night, man, Prodigy and Mobb Deep will forever be known in Queensbridge. You don't need a mural for it, and, you know, just like you guys identify with Jamaica Queens. You know what I'm saying? They
no question about
they
it.
They identify with Queensbridge. You know what I'm saying? Do you find, do you still like mess around in Queensbridge? Like, is there a lot of artists, any artists right now on the, you know, up and up right now that you're fucking with from Queens?
Oh, from Queens? I mean, yeah, I mean,
from
I'm fucking
Queens,
a bunch
yeah,
of
I know.
I mean, Queensbridge? I don't really be in Queensbridge like that. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah,
you know, so I got people
I
over
accidentally
there.
Said, I accidentally said Queensbridge. I just meant Queens in general. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, in general, all day. You know what it is. Man, my little godson doing this thing right now. I know, you know, Pretty Lou's son is Lou got cash. He out here doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? He out there running wild right now. He on the Gwinnin Records doing his little thing he doing right now. So I'm proud of him doing that right now. And I'm fucking with a bunch of, I just, like I said, I'm independent, so I just be running around, you know what I'm saying? I just bang out, you know what I'm saying? The nigga hot, and we want to make some moves, and I dig the way he's flowing and doing what we do. We bang out. That's what any artist does, you know? Shout out to my homegirl, Sig the Dig, you know what I'm saying? She be doing her thing out here. Man, I just run around, man. I'll tell you the truth, man. I'm just out here doing it, man. I hear something. Niggas want to bang out with me, man. I, like I said, man, niggas gave me a shot to make music, so I just bang out. Homie want to get a shot at it, nigga. I'm one of them independent artists, but I got a name out there, so I bang out, and I just do what I do if I can for a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shorties, all that. We just bang out, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, cuz.
Definitely. Now, I usually ask every artist this, man, and you already mentioned Rakim, and I've heard you say it before that Rakim was, like, your main influence, man. Who's your top five dead or alive, man?
Top five dead or alive?
Yeah.
Man, that's hard, right? Well, I'm always going my runs. LL Cool J is always hard, you know what I'm saying? Give you a... CL Smooth is always hard. See, a lot of people don't know. I'm just throwing names because I'll be, like you said, lyrically inclined with that shit. So CL Smooth is always hard. Him and P. Rock was always hard. You know about Cam, of course. Run was ill lyricist. Niggas don't even know that nigga was a bad. Him and DMC was hard with their lyrics. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how you put that in the category. But you know what I'm saying? And who else was hard? MC Shan is like definitely an influence too to me, so
that's our boy, man.
See them dudes, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, man. Hard is hard, but yeah, man, it's kind of hard to do five, you know?
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah, definitely.
Is,
my five changes a lot, you know what I'm saying? But
hell yeah.
Glad you mentioned Shan, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, he's one of the pioneers, man. Sometimes I feel like he don't get his mention, but
yeah.
He just dropped a dope ass album this year. Him and Cool G Rap. And now you see the Juice Crew doing, you know, reunion shows and everything. You know what I mean? I just think it's good for legends and pioneers to still be doing music in 2017, man. So, what gives you that drive to still do it? You know what I mean? After all these years, man, and the changes that hip hop's been going through, you know what I mean?
You know what gives me the drive to do it, man? You know, just wanting to just, I don't even know, kid is just waking up every day. Want to just keep, you get another 24 to do what you got to do. So every 20, you get another 24 to bang out. That's what I do, man. I see, like, niggas ain't really focusing on, like you said, them names right there that you just brought up. Niggas don't be mentioning them niggas on hip-hop honors and shit and things like that. You know what I'm saying? The BET Awards or whatever. Niggas they ain't got no category for us. You know what I'm saying? Niggas forgot about us. But us, as the 90s and the early, late 80s, 90s rappers, whatever, we still bang out. You know what I'm saying? These got passports. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we all crossing seas, Germany, Switzerland, doing tours with, you know what I'm saying? People be like, yo, what's up with y'all? We still rocking? Like, niggas, you bugging? This is what we do. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah.
Yo, man, it's just, you know what I'm saying? I just always want to keep it like, I'm going to stay focused on that and just keep it like what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Germany. Yeah. You just mentioned Germany, man. We got the homie from France
on the line, Lord Sinister. Shin, how you doing? You there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hi. Hi, Scott.
What's going on, Shin?
What it do?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, hi, Mr. Chicks.
What it do, brother?
Yes. It's cool. Can you tell us about the song you made, Chikaya, but it's by Stephen Marley, and also about the song Hard Working you did with Lost Boys, and this last one was a mix of music of East Coast and West Coast flavor.
You said, well, how'd I come up with the record, Chikaya?
Yeah, Chikaya. Can you tell us about this song first?
Yeah, that song is for my wife and shit, you know, when I used to fuck up a lot, you know what I mean? So every song I have, when I write, I mess up a lot, you know, so I write songs for the lady and try to bing bing, that's how, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it.
Okay, and the Hard Walking you did with Lost Boys,
yes.
The song is a mix of East Coast and West Coast song. Can you tell us about this song? Hard Working.
Hard Working. That was inside of a basement studio, man. We just... You know what I'm saying? That was a freestyle session type shit. You know what I mean? And that's a lot of 40 ounces, man. St. Ives and shit like that. weed and blunts and the fillings, man. Yeah, it was going down. That was just like a party in the basement. We just put it to music world. We just recorded that shit and that helped us get signed too. You know what I'm saying? So that's good.
Yo, I gotta give you props for the America is Dying Slowly joint too, man. That was a massive piece. I gotta give you props for that.
Achievers, no doubt. Yeah, man. That was a good album, man.
Let's give one of your joints, Mr. Chief. Let's go into this one right here. This one's Stressing. Tell everybody about this song.
Yeah. Oh, Stressing is for, man, all of men. As you know, well, we wrote this because my man was going through the his child battle. The lady ain't let him see the kid until, you know, type shit like that. But so we went to the studio with things, man. We just came up with this joint. And shout out to my man Bezel for making the track. It's featuring my nephew Chaz Money and my boy Ruler Divine. And you'll hear the Nas in the back and my man Chuck D. Shout out to them on that joint. Nas Lettuce right here. Shout out to my man Nas. Happy belated birthday, nigga. Let's go.
That, right? Two Adler tracks. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Mm.
Shout out.
As she came into my life.
Hey, girl.
Marijuana.
What's up, girl?
What's up, baby?
Let's go.
You want to take a ride?
Let's go.
Come on. Hey.
Hey.
Well, let me tell you something, yo.
Listen, man.
Hey, yo, I got my passport ready. Uniform on, man. Chicken and spaghetti. Had to grab me a ticket, take flight, get away. Home is where the hate is, yo. Say it every day. Life as an entertainer ain't all that it seems. Man, snakes in the grass, loud mouth with schemes. I'm just trying to eat, handle mine's faster than me. Party with the honey, listen, money ain't nothing sweet. IRS had me on lock for years. No suicide attempts, nigga, no tears. Family, friends tried to back off, the true one stayed in my corner and held me down. That's how loyalty's played. I'm part of fan, Lord's boys, love and loyalty. Printed, if it happens down in Queens, motherfucker, I'm in it. Run with Neek Diggers out of Royal Flush, Lost Pro, Mac Motion, Chaz Money, Cooler, you already know. Fuck the strike, nigga.
A lot of hate, we spreading love in our neighborhood. Street nigga, do I rep it like they say I would? From when niggas try and make it out, we built it from the ground up. Safe to say my niggas made the hood. Sour with the sweet aromatic, she want taste the wood. Dreams of bagging the baddest actress, Megan Goods. trapping or rapping, either way we good. My mob gon' make it happen like they say we should. They notice it's your turn on your way up. Industry, I'm big worm, gotta pay up. Like treading waters, trying to stay up. You can charge it to the game, don't give a day up. Like I'm grinding, this baddie won't lay up. I raise the bar every time, ain't lifting weights up. Due to them L's, that's the homies. Soon that I'm lonely, cause I'm alone, I'm in my zone, if you know me.
See the streets have me stressed, I'm terrible.
Got families that's up in immigration. They facing deportation, pacing, waiting on verdicts from Supreme Court cases. While I'm in a Queens, New York basement with Paul Mason, trying to create a plate of gourmet, cause y'all tasteless, feeling like life been raining all day. Ain't no parade, this ain't no charade, I'm moving you out the way. You lames in the game, fellin' through the cracks, and I'm over here trying to survive the terrorist attack. I'm from when them crack era niggas rap, fiends in the park, no Instagram shit. See you when we talk and you ain't got it like me. We used to struggle, you ain't got it like me. And we would greet a God body like peace. Now fast forward through the history, they sissies, now they stuntin' or they wild. Disrespectful in the streets, they live for nothing. And I teach my liquor, you him to be par with no sucker. And to never let him see you sweat or starve. It's a hustle, shit is stressful.
I need a time alone.
Man, welcome back to the show. I love that joint, man. I love the beat,
yeah.
Man. Who produced that one, Mr. Cheeks?
My man Cash Bezel out of Tampa, Florida. Whoa.
Yeah, that's a nice beat, man. That's a dope track right there, bro. It's good to hear stuff like that, man.
That take you back to the days, right?
Oh, without a doubt, man. Yeah, that's that
jumping
vintage
on the
train,
yeah,
you
got
to feel
that again, shit. Feel me, man.
Yeah,
no question,
man, that's that vintage East Coast New York shit, man. But Cheeks, man, look, man, me and you both was kind of running late, man. When I messaged you, I just got on the air myself, man. we got to make sure we get out of here by 10 o'clock, and the most important thing
no
is
doubt.
Make sure everybody hears your music. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give you the floor. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. Promote everything and let people know how to follow you and, you know, anything you want to talk about, man. The floor is yours.
Yeah, you already know, man. Just check me out on Instagram, Mr. Cheeks LB Mafia. On that Twitter, I'm Rico Tubbs, you know what I'm saying? And on that Facebook, you reach me on that Rico Tubbs, you know what I'm saying? And we banging out, man. Check out the new album when you get a chance. It's on SoundCloud. It's free. You can download it. It's banging out, me and my man Ninth Wonder. We're working at it. It's going down. It's called The Lost Tapes. Also, check my label out and my artist, Wonder Twins Records. You can check my man AOB Vibes on his Instagram. Also, check my radio show out every Monday night, The Ryan Show. We shoot it live every Monday night. If you're in New York, we on East 27th Street at the Stone Creek Lounge, Bar and Lounge.
Okay.
Come on out. And that's how we doing it. And if you're in New York on December 19th already, come on out to the show. We at SOB's. It's going to be one of those nights, man. It's from 8 to 1, so you could hang out with us later on with Tony Touch at the Bing Bing. Let's go.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Well, thanks again for joining us, Mr. Cheeks. I really appreciate it, man. And maybe we can do a volume 2 here in the future, man.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
You always
got
to open
the
invite, my guy.
That, huh? Yo, good looking, man. Appreciate the love, man. Yo, hold it down. Keep success, man. Keep more success, man.
Appreciate that, man. Let's go ahead and give him this third track, man. Prez, what's this one called, man?
Prez,
yeah. I don't want to butcher this one. What do you call it? Vaquila? Is that how you say?
Vaquila.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
this is your, okay,
yeah,
this is your liquor. Yeah.
Vaquila.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Vaquila in your
yeah.
system, featuring my girl Baby Doll. You know what I'm saying? Homegirl from Put It In Your Mouth. Yeah, she on the joint with me, and this is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up. Thanks again for joining us, Mr. Cheeks. I appreciate it, man.
I won, baby. Salute.
Peace. Vaquila, man, that's what's up right there, man. Man, hell of a guest. We're gonna go right off into another show. We're gonna go up on episode 472 here in a minute. Hell of a guest. You know what I'm saying? Dude was a real humble guy. Another one to add to the archives from the East Coast. Let's keep knocking them down. Hey, we got a lot of shit going on now. Yeah,
a lot
I'm glad. I'm glad he made that up to us, man, because most people don't know that he was supposed to come on last week, but we didn't tell nobody because it was real short notice, but he ended up, he had a show that night, and the show wasn't on schedule, so he didn't even get off the stage until well after, you know, we gave up on it. You know what I mean? So I'm glad he made it up to us. I'm hoping Hell Rail makes it up to us. But,
we got some crazy show. Tomorrow we got MC Shy D. You know what I'm saying? Thursday we got Snipe Life at D Block. Friday we got Young Dirty Bastard. Then next week so far, Tuesday we got Gonzo. He's coming back. Last time he came to the show, it was a real, real, real dope show. Always good to have him on. Then we got next Thursday, which is the 14th, we got a 16 bars for hip hop, Universal Hip Hop Museum Roundtable.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have a lot of people on there. Client, shout out to Clientele. He's helped making that happen. And then Friday the 15th, we got Eshawn coming back. So those of you that want the Eshawn interview, it's going to be unlike any other Eshawn interview you've ever heard on the Murder Master Music Show, because man, we're gonna ask the questions that have not yet been asked. So those of you that like Eshawn, mm-hmm. you're gonna love this show for sure. You know what I'm saying? And just keep checking with us. You know. Saturday, we got Underground Saturday Night number 80. Congratulations to Mac J. Velvet Rose.
Right on, Fred.
We got the Church Reality. You know, on Sunday last week, we had to boot somebody off the show. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. And then Monday, Hip Hop Roundtable. We also got Sinister Sounds Underground Mix. What is it, 12 or 11, Sin? I lost track.
It's 11, yes.
It's what? 11?
Yes, sir. It's 11.
All right, 11. That's what it is. Yes, sir. Then we also got the European, you know what I'm saying, Underground Circle. They got another mix, the fifth mix that they done. So we got, you know, we got mix shows here, too. You know what I'm saying? We're not just doing interviews. We're doing mix shows as well, showcasing different artists and music. You know what I'm saying? Since shows more... you know what I'm saying, classic stuff. But, you know, we do some other mix shows here, too. You know what I'm saying, some of the newer stuff. So just, man, just keep fucking with us. I'm telling you, this shit's getting bigger and bigger. Episode 500 is going to be coming up, you know, sometime within the first quarter of 2018. That's going to be a big show. I'm not going to try to top 400. There ain't no fucking way. We're just going to do what we do, and what happens, happens, like every other time, man. You know,
exactly.
We always seem to have phenomenal shows, you know what I'm saying, on our anniversary shows. So, you know, 6 years next year, 6 years we'll be doing this shit. Like Pat pointed out earlier today, hell of a post, 100% independent, no financial backing, nobody stepping up to the plate to back us, but they all...
Yeah, we never had to put our name with somebody else's name or latch on to someone else or bring someone in that was fucking already established or something. Like you started this, and then you brought Mac J in, and, you know, you guys booked some legends. I mean, you guys could have stopped before I came, and it would have went down as the best show definitely in the underground, without a doubt. Like, the archives, just to 300, were legendary. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I added some shit to it, of course. But, like, you guys had already made it legendary long before I got there. And I always want to make that clear to people, because I don't want people thinking I take credit for the first 300 or, you know, the one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
you guys
part of the
built
team
this out.
Anyway, man.
I know you
right,
guys.
It don't even matter who did what.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, whether
right.
you came out of 300 or who booked what show, or none of that matters. What matters is the archive is getting packed full of fucking
exactly
dope guests. You know what I'm saying? The listeners. You know, we could sit here. You know, I have no problem giving you guys credit. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys are my proteges, man. That's what makes this special for me, is being able to share it. That's what I've always said, be able to share it with other people. You, you don't see that with other radio shows. Other radio shows, they want to make it about the host, and that's it. That's all they give a shit about is the host. That ain't us. You know what I'm saying? If you want that type of bullshit, go somewhere else. Go look at Charlamagne's face. You know what I'm saying? Go admire his ugly fucking face for 2.5 hours and listen to him talk. We don't do that shit here. Here it's about the guests, it's about the artists, it's about the listeners. You know what I'm saying? And it's about us having fun, man. You know, that's what we do. We have fun with it. You know, this ain't you know, the only thing that's hard about it is the work that gets put into it, you know what I'm saying, and then afterwards, you know, getting it, you know, where it needs to be and whatnot. But other than that, talking to these guys, man, it's great. And it's a huge honor to be able to share it with people who love hip-hop just as much as I do, if not more. You know, so shout-out to you guys for sticking with me all this time, you know what I'm saying. Shout-out to you, Sin, for your contributions as well. You always ask dope questions. You get the guys jigging back in their memory bank.
Yes,
like, oh, yeah, that song. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times they don't even fucking know what you're talking about. And then they ask, oh, yeah, I remember that song. So shout-out to you. And shout-out to people that share our stuff on the regular, man, because we need to be seen. You know what I'm saying? Our show, in order for us to be heard, we need to be seen. So thank you for all those who take time to share our stuff as well. But we're getting ready to go into episode 472 of the